This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Along with the record heat in much of the country is coming record air conditioning use and thus electricity demand. And as the planet heats up, more of us are turning to home improvements, installing heat pumps or adding insulation to help lower the amount of energy needed to keep our homes cool. And this summer, the federal government's making billions of dollars available to help homeowners make some of those changes, as Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval reports.
One way to think about home weatherization is to think about lunch. Would you rather carry it in a cooler or paper bag?
If you bring it in just a paper bag, it's going to be warm by lunchtime.
Carisol Rinaldi is with the Building Performance Association and says insulation is kind of like turning your house into a cooler.
If you have insulation and your air sealed your house and it's well insulated, then it's able to maintain that temperature. You don't have to keep cooling it over and over and over again.
But doing that isn't cheap, which is where the expanded tax credits in the Inflation Reduction Act come into play.
So there's a $1,200 yearly tax incentive for insulation, air sealing, energy audit.
More than double what the government used to cover. Tax credits will also cover up to $2,000 for heat pumps. Kristen Haggerty with the Interstate Renewable Energy Council recently had one installed in her Massachusetts home.
In the summer, they will remove the heat from my house and just move it to the outside, right? And then in the winter, it's the reverse.
She says her overall energy usage has decreased by more than half since installing the heat pump. But tax credits require people to pay thousands of dollars up front. Will Bryan with the Southeast Energy Efficiency Alliance says upcoming state-administered rebate programs will address this.
And there are specific carve-outs for low-income households that I think are designed to overcome some of the barriers that many low-income households face, and you know, particularly just a lack of upfront capital.
He says more efficient homes will make heating and cooling cheaper for everyone. I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.